Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about mindfulness meditation to strengthen your nervous system. We talk about meditation here in many different ways, and we also talk about mindfulness here in many different ways. And so I want to talk a little bit about the both of them and then just mindfulness meditation specifically. We notice it with anxiety that fear consistently, and that's the word here, consistently takes you out of the present moment. Now, we all get flung out of the present moment here and there, and some of us more than others, and in different times in our life more than other times in our life. But when fear consistently takes you out of the present moment, you need to do something about that. When we are not in the present moment, that's when we don't feel the comfort that we could possibly feel because we are flung off into the future or back into the past. Instead of focusing on the here and now, we end up constantly being worried about what could happen or worrying about what has happened. Water under the bridge. It's already gone, but we're still focused on it. Wringing our hands. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, those kinds of words come up and we get hard on ourselves and we're totally not in the present moment. Those things have already happened. And the things with the future that we are considering and doing our what-ifing about, those things are mere possibilities, mere figments of the imagination. And we are spending our precious present moments out there. And we're not even enjoying it because we're usually in a state of discomfort when we are out of the present moment because we're worrying or we are going off into the future in anxiety. And all of this really prevents us from enjoying the good things that are actually happening right here, right now. And you hear me say it quite often here that even when you are in a challenge, when you are struggling with a difficulty or a discomfort, there is still something in there that you can focus on in the present moment that is okay. You can look for the okayness, just the neutral. It doesn't have to be absolutely wonderful, the best thing that ever happened, but it isn't the hell realm either. It's just things being okay. Look for that, even in your challenges. And you can only do that when you're in the present moment. You can only do that when you're being mindful. Practicing mindfulness and meditation keeps you firmly rooted in the present moment. All of your energy and focus is then given to the present moment, to the current moment, the now. Now, to be clear, there is a difference between mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness, generally speaking, simply means being aware of and savoring the present moment without thought of anything else. Any activity can be done mindfully, and I bet you can think of many things in your life that you could do mindfully, or that you might want to practice more mindfully. When you eat mindfully, for example, you can savor each bite. You can absorb all the rich flavors that you're experiencing, the textures, the sounds. And when you walk or run mindfully, you can feel your muscles. You can feel your deepening breath. Practice your mindfulness. Mindfulness actually is a way of life. Now back to meditation. We want to talk about the mindful meditation here. Meditation is a specific practice that helps you grow in mindfulness. So this is where the two come together. Like, you can take mindfulness out into your life with you, which will enhance your life. But just like everything else, when we can practice something, when we are doing it just for the sake of doing it, then it is much easier to take it out into our lives and add it in there and be more attentive to what's happening and how we can be more mindful. Perhaps, like I said earlier, with when you're eating or when you're out exercising. So meditation is a specific practice that will help you to grow in that mindfulness. And there are many different forms of meditation, and they all involve focusing on the present for a set period of time. Some meditations will help you clear your mind. Others will promote positive feelings. Some will help you dip into more peace, love, and compassion, such as the loving kindness or metta meditation. Some meditations are purely to sharpen concentration. There are many different kinds out there, but you can remember that in the past, we have talked about meditation here on many different shows, so I want to run down the ones you can check out if you are more interested in the specifics on meditation. You can listen to number 395, and that one is, Will Meditation Really Help with My Anxiety? Episode number 309, Formal and Informal Meditations for Anxiety. Episode 228, Two Types of Walking Meditation for Anxiety, and episode 164, How to Ease into a Formal Meditation Practice for Anxiety. Remembering to bring mindfulness and meditation into your life is so important, and don't leave it back on the meditation cushion. Remember, we can practice it on our meditation cushion, but then we want to take it out into our lives with us. There are many ways to bring mindfulness into each part of the day, such as from when we very first wake up in the morning until we close our eyes at night. Where can you become more present and aware during your day? Where might you insert some mindfulness into your daily regime? Maybe it's when you're taking your supplements that we talked about here from Biooptimizers, but maybe it is when you are cooking. Maybe it is when you are getting in your car and starting the ignition. I have always thought that was a beautiful place to do it. Either when you're putting the key in the ignition or putting your seatbelt on can be a great trigger for being mindful. And what better place to be mindful than when you're behind the wheel of the car, right? Like, let me be present here. Let me feel the car. Let me see where I'm going. It's a great place to bring mindfulness in. And what can you do to remind yourself to be more mindful during the day? You could use some of those triggers, right? Such as the car, putting the seatbelt on or putting the key in the ignition. Another one could be when you're walking to your car after work. Maybe you're not commuting these days, but that is another place where I would generally have people remember to be mindful. Another thing can be when you're eating. Eating is a wonderful place to practice mindfulness because we do it every day. You know, some people once, twice, three times, maybe even more a day. But regardless of how many times you are eating during the day, and it's a wonderful trigger for mindfulness, right? And that can actually help you if you have some eating struggles, which we can talk about in another episode at another time. And so how can you insert small moments of meditation into your life? When you find these little places where you can bring up your mindfulness, taking three breaths there could actually be like a mini meditation for you. What happens when we bring this kind of thing into our daily life? We're taking what we practiced on the cushion, and I say that you could be in a chair, you could be laying in your bed, you could be walking for your formal meditation, but we want to take our practice from our formal meditation and bring it into our lives. Another key place I just thought of was your computer. How about starting the computer and being mindful right there, being present, using those moments to be on top of what's actually happening in that moment, not letting the mind wander too far out into the future or let it fall back into the depths of the past, but be in the present moment and take some mindful breaths right there. By asking ourselves these questions, we can begin to see more and more possibilities for being in the present moment, aware of our mind and our body, and to take responsibility for how we are responding or reacting to the day. And what we really want to work on is being able to respond. And we can do that versus reacting when we are more present, when we are more aware. In other words, when we're more mindful. This can have and will have a profound effect on your nervous system as you are in the present moment and you are responding. You are not acting out of past triggers and events and reacting, but you are taking in the information and responding in the present moment. The more opportunities we can take to reside in our parasympathetic nervous system, that side, that wing of our nervous system, the better we can heal the reactionary nature of anxiety. The more you meditate and practice mindfulness, the less anxiety you may experience. Instead of being preoccupied with the future, you'll be savoring in the present. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope that you will take a look or listen to those shows that I mentioned, episode 395, 309, 228, and 164. And I'll try to have those in the show notes for your convenience. And now for today's quote. Be happy in the moment. That's enough. Each moment is all we need, not more. And that's from Mother Teresa. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.